friendship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 145 verses 8 and 9 says, the Lord is gracious and merciful. Hallelujah. Slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all and his mercy is over all that he has made. I love that. He's gracious and merciful. Psalm 145, that is, verses 8 and 9. Well, friend, good to see you. Wrapping up the month of September. How did we get here? I'm not sure how, but here we are. Yeah, this 27th day of September. It's Thursday. Joey Kroll, welcome to Mark and Friends today. And I'll tell you what, in the Kroll household, it has been so busy and crazy, and but good crazy. Not the bad crazy, but the good crazy. We actually, we've been trying to fix it up, our house, the last couple of years. Not fixing, I should say, updating, and new floors and paint and all of that fun stuff. And put our house up on the market, and somebody last week bought our house. And so we actually found a home, and we put an offer in. It was accepted. So we are in the process of moving, and our closing date is the end of October. So, you know, when you are a family of four, you got a lot of junk you need to pack up. So that's where we're at. That's where we're at. And, you know, there's paperwork, this and initial that, sign here, date this. And so it's been quite busy, but we're so grateful for God's provision, his hand. He is gracious. He really is, friend, and merciful. And the Lord is good. He really is. He is good all the time. So I appreciate your prayers for me and my family. And also, if you can, on your prayer list, be praying for those who are going to be leaving for Israel for a trip to the Holy Land here just a couple of days, October 3rd through the 13th. It's the 11-day pilgrimage to the Holy Land. So be praying for those wonderful saints who are preparing to be out of the country for about a week and a half. And so be praying for safe travels there, and that the Lord will just minister to their heart as they hear and see the sights and the sounds and smell the air of the Holy Land there. So again, it's October 3rd through the 13th. And coming up this Saturday, Faith in Action of Payette County will have their person pie auction Saturday morning, 9 a.m. at the Cisco Center in Cisco, Illinois. They're going to have a brunch and auction, and all the funds will go benefit the ministry as well. Also, the American Red Cross Blood Drive will take place on Saturday at Marketplace Mall from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lots of concerts coming up. The Gospel Servants Quartet will be in Bismarck on Sunday. So just lots of different stuff going on. Bluegrass Festival next week. Just take a look at our event calendar page at greatnewsradio.org. Greatnewsradio.org. Click on new events, and there's lots of great stuff coming up in the next several weeks right here in our own backyard. Well, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be talking about the blessings of a closed door. I'll tell you what, friend, there are times where God opens doors in our life. Praise God. Open doors that only he can open. But there are times where we're praying about something. We feel like we need it. You know, you ever been there? But God closes that door. There's times. And friend, there's blessings behind that closed door. There really, really is. The blessings of a closed door. That's coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
That's right. We've come to lift up the name of Jesus. Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Mark and Friends. It is Joey Kroll hanging out here with you. And some years ago, an energetic young man began as a clerk in a hardware store. And the store had problems selling some of its older and rare items. So this young man proposed a sale to get rid of all this stuff. He said to the manager, he said, "All right, let's place all of these old rare items on a table and let's just sell them for 10 cents. And so the manager agreed, and that sale was a success. I mean, there was no room in the store, and so they decided a few weeks later to do it again. And so that gave the young clerk an idea. He says, why not open a store that would sell nickel and dime items? I would run the store, and boss, you just simply supply the capital. And that boss, well, let's just say he wasn't enthusiastic about the idea. And he says, that plan will never work. Well, that young man was disappointed, but eventually went ahead on his own and made a fortune out of that idea. And his name was F.W. Woolworth, who went on to start his own store called Woolworth's, known as the very first nickel and dime store. And what a success that was. And friend, most of us are familiar with lost opportunities. I mean, walking right past an open door of opportunity. And there are times, friend, where we pray for God to open a door. Could be maybe a home, a spouse, a particular job, praying for an adoption to go through, or whatever it is. And there are times where God closes that door on those dreams and those desires. And friend, today we're going to be talking about the blessings of a closed door. I know this is in some circles and some denominations, and this is not a popular topic, but there are blessings behind a closed door, especially when it's the Lord closing it. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn, if you would, if you happen to have it in front of you, to Revelation chapter 3, Revelation chapter 3. And as you're turning to Revelation chapter 3, context here is the Lord is addressing seven different churches here, and he's addressing this particular church, but we're not necessarily focusing on the churches here. We want to focus on the characteristic of God that's revealed in these passages here. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, and it says, "To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write the words of the Holy One, the true One, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one opens. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door which no one is able to shut." Now, friend, we see some things here about the Lord. It says that he is the keeper of the keys. In verse 7, it says, "The words of the Holy One, the true One, who has the key of David." Friend, Jesus is the keeper of the keys. He has the key to every circumstance in your life. Christ, my friend, has power and authority. Amen. He really does. In Colossians 1:15 says, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Friend, he is the power of creation. That little baby in Matthew chapter 1 is the mighty God of Genesis chapter 1. Friend, there is nothing made without him. John tells us all things were made by him, and he holds all things together. Christ has the power and authority. He is the keeper of
the keys. Friends, some people say that there are laws of nature. I said there are no laws of nature. It's God's laws that nature obeys. I mean, it is by Jesus that all things consist. So if Almighty God can create this awesome world just by speaking it into existence, if He can hold all things together, if He is the Lord of all creation, certainly He is the keeper of the keys of my life. So He's the keeper of the keys. And plus, the Bible tells us here that He opens doors. He opens doors in verse 7, back to Revelation 3, says, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write the words of the Holy One, the true One, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut." The NIV says, "What He opens, no one can shut." Or the New Living Translation says, "What He opens, no one else can close." Friends, since God is the keeper of the keys, He owns the door. He owns the hinges. He owns the door knob. He owns the door frame. Therefore, when God opens a door in our life, no one will be able to close it. That's what the Bible says. When He opens doors, no one is able to close it. See, in the Old Testament, we see that it was God's will for a little shepherd boy, David, to be king. And we read about this in 1 Samuel 16. He was called to be king, and he was most likely, little David, maybe a preteen or an early teenager, and he went through so much before he even got on the throne. And the current king at the time, you may remember this, was King Saul, who wanted to kill him multiple times. But it did not happen, because when God opened that door, nobody, including the king, can close it. God was calling David to be king, and there wasn't anybody that was going to get in the way of that. An open door could be an opportunity for you, for me. Maybe it's an opportunity to minister. There are times when God puts opportunities, those open door of opportunities, to share our faith. Did you know that? I remember one time, several years ago, there's a lady in the church that we were serving at the time, and her son had cancer, and she said, "He doesn't know the Lord, and Pastor Joey, can you please go over and talk with him?" And so I'd never met this gentleman, and so I said, "Yes, I will. I mean, he needs to know Christ. That is the ultimate healing before the physical healing. You know what I'm talking about?" And so I go to the hospital, and a little uncomfortable because I don't know what he looks like, and never met him before, and just kind of unsure how this will go. And so I get to his room, and I get all the information, and the nurse says, "Hang on, he's talking to the doctor right now. Could you just wait about 5 minutes?" And so I did, and I was waiting, and the doctor went out, and I walked in. He was weeping, and he was crying. And I introduced myself, and see, it was at that time when the doctors told him that there wasn't any more that they can do for him. That's it. That his cancer was terminal, and and he only had just a few months to live. And it just so happened that at that time, God had brought me in to share with him Christ. See, God was preparing his heart in a tragic situation like that, where he was faced with his own mortality, being faced with death, and knowing that in just a few months his family will be having his funeral. And it just so happened God brought a man in to share Christ. And I led that young man to the Lord, and he passed away just a few months ago. And now he is, I believe, in the presence of Almighty God because of his faith in Christ. God opened that door of opportunity. So we see here that God is the keeper of the keys. He is the one that opens doors. But we also see, here's the hard part, that he's the one that closes doors. Back to Revelation 3, verse 7, it says, "To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write the words of the Holy One, the true One, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one opens." Another translation says, "What he shuts, no one can open. What he closes, no one can open." Another translation says, "And when I close the door, no one can open it." And friend, there are times when you and I get excited about a dream. Maybe it's a dream of having a child, and maybe a dream of getting married and buying a home, and a dream of getting a particular job, and it doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. And depending on what it is, depending on what you've been praying for, I mean, depending on how much emotion is attached to whatever it is that you were praying for, and that door closes, that can tear you up. That can devastate you. That can, you can break into a million pieces because it hurts. That closed door, that you've been praying for, and God closes the door gently in your face. A few years ago, my wife and I found out that we couldn't have kids. And dear friend, it wasn't that my wife couldn't have kids. It was because of me that we couldn't have kids. And see, on the good days, if I'll be honest with you, on the good days, hey, I know, hey, you know, God is the one that it's all in the palm of his hand, and, you know, God has a greater plan. But friend, on the bad days, I mean, on the bad days, when I'm feeling low, when I'm feeling burnt out, I believe the lie that, you know what, I'm not really a real man. What kind of man wouldn't be able to give his own wife kids? When I really get low, I believe the lie that it's because of me that my wife's dreams can't come true. Friend, that there's been some rough days. But I need to remember who the keeper of the keys is. I need to remember who the keeper of the keys is, that God is faithful, that I need to remember that he is true. He is trustworthy. He is the one who opens doors, and he's the one that closes doors, that he is the keeper of the keys, and he is who he says he is. And friend, a closed door does not always mean a locked door, because God may just close a door temporarily. It doesn't mean that it will stay closed forever. There are times where you're not ready for what's on the other side, or it's not just his timing yet. You know, I think of God who called Joseph to be ruler. You remember that in the book of Genesis? And it took him, I think, what, 13 years for him to actually become a ruler. 13 years. God had called David to be king, but that certainly didn't happen right away. God had told Abraham that he was going to have a son, and that took place 25 years later. See, there's a difference between the calling of God and the timing of God. So a closed door doesn't always mean a locked door. Just may be closed temporarily. And friend, his timing is always perfect. Always. Hallelujah. His timing is always perfect. And a closed door may be God protecting you. If God closes a door, it may be because he wants to protect you, dear friend. I know some of us listening today can look back and say, praise God that he said no to that. Looking back at some of the relationships that we were trying to pursue back then. Looking back at some of the jobs we tried to pursue back then. Looking back at a particular house we wanted to buy. And we realize, you know what, praise God he said no. Friend, he may be protecting you in that closed door. Because we can only see from the sidelines. God can see the whole field. And a closed door, finally, friend, may mean move on. And yes, God may close the door temporarily, or he'll do it for our safety. But he also may be simply saying, no, I have something better for you. And friend, that is the hardest place to be, when God closes the door and says, move on, I have something greater for you. And you know what, dear friend, if that's you today, I am grateful that he gives us peace and he gives us grace behind every closed door. The Apostle Paul prayed three times, God, I have this thorn in my side. I need you to remove it. And God says, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Friend, I don't know what it is that you're dealing with today, being disappointed and God closing that door and hearing a gentle no, I have something better for you. Friend, he will give you the grace. He will give you the strength, and he will give you the peace to get through that season. Friend, his grace is sufficient. And friend, there is blessings behind every closed door.
To walk in your ways.
That's right. We've come to magnify the name of Jesus today. It's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and you can always connect with me. Love to hear from you. It's Joey at greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. Mark Burns and Jason Schiffo in the studio tomorrow. For Mark and Friends, the Friday edition. That's always a favorite of mine right there, a Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, dear friend, I hope you have a good rest of your Thursday. Just remember, as you go out and about, that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.